Well, hello there. It's Paul O'Mammy here, O'Mammy Blog on the internet, and I'm coming to you from my mobile recording studio. Well, alright, these are obviously not the dulcet tones of Paul O'Mammy, for which I'm sure you're very disappointed. He is going to clobber me one of these days, and he would have every right to do so. I do take the mic sometimes. But there's a reason why I did so today. And actually, Paul O'Mammy is a truly wonderful person. And if you're not following him, you should be. Because you're missing out on some truly lovely booze. Anyhow, Paul spent some time today plugging an Audio Boom user and telling everyone what a wonderful person she is. And I realized that actually I have neglected to do the same thing myself. I meant to some time ago, but for various reasons didn't get around to it. So I am rectifying that now. I have a wonderful friend named Neil Ewers, and he is now on Audio Boom. His username is actually Neil Ewers, all one word, N-E-A-L-E-W-E-R-S. The reason you're hearing this lovely bird song in the background is not because I'm out and about, because alas, I am not. It is exceedingly cold and snowy here at the moment. But I'm playing this because this happens to be one of Neil's brilliant field recordings. Neil is a professional sound engineer, he's a musician, he is a podcaster, and he goes out and makes really professional recordings of nature sounds that he sells online. So he is now posting on Audio Boom, and I wanted to come on here and introduce him to you folks. He's a really lovely person. He's warm, he's funny, he's insightful, he's extremely intelligent. So I would really highly recommend that you give him a listen. Also, I wanted to plug some of his work, which you can find on his website, and that's at ravenswood.org, all one word, ravenswood.org. Now, I'm just going to pause momentarily and let you hear some of this amazing bird song, and then I will put on another recording that he did, which I very much enjoy. Here's another one. This is a quiet lake with rustling tall grasses. Whenever I listen to this, I imagine that I'm on the Lake Isle of Innisfree, which is, of course, an island that Yeats wrote about in one of his most famous poems. I've set that poem to two different tunes over the course of my lifetime, and I still can't decide which one I like better. I think I like the first one better, but it's a bit odd because it modulates into a couple of different keys. But anyway, here's Neil's Lake. I love to listen to these with headphones and sort of meditate as I listen. Probably not the form of meditating that you're thinking of. It's not actual mindfulness, but I relax and fill my mind with quieting thoughts and lovely imaginings. One time I dreamed that I met Yeats on Innisfree, and I asked him to read one of my poems. And he did, and he told me my poetry wasn't very good. Oh, dear. I was like, gee, thanks a lot. Get off my island. This is my dream, damn it. But anyhow, yes, I would highly encourage that you check Neil Ewers out and follow him if you would care to. I think he'd really appreciate that. I think he ought to either be an actor or a professional audiobook narrator. He has one of the most mellifluous, warm voices I've ever heard. It's very comforting when one is not feeling very well and having a rough day. I wish I could convey to you the awesome quality of these recordings. Do go to ravenswood.org. I think he has samples up there that you can listen to. I'm sure he does. And also, the recordings themselves are not expensive. You can either get them on a CD or buy the individual files. Right, folks, I think I'll end this for now because I am off to a meeting shortly. A meeting that I do not want to go to. It's going to be an absolute snore, but I was honored to be asked to serve another 3-year term on the discipleship committee at my church, and so I feel it behooves me to be there even when I don't want to be. Oh, I just don't want to go out. I looked at the agenda for this meeting, and it is going to be a real big one. It's going to be incredibly long. But as I said, I feel it's necessary for me to go, even if I don't contribute anything worthwhile, which it seems to me that I often don't do. Generally, I feel like a bump on a log when I'm there. But I was asked to serve another term. I'd served a year as of this month, and I was asked to serve again, so somebody must feel that I have something worthwhile to say. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been asked. Unless they're just desperately looking for new members. But I don't think they're that desperate. I said to a friend of mine today, and I was totally joking, I said, perhaps mine are the only grains of wisdom in a whole sheaf of nonsense. Anyway, I'll end this for now, and wish you all a very pleasant whatever time of day it is where you are. Take care. And if it's applicable, God bless.